What if you try something and you drop it into the pan and it turns into something delicious? What if you pick up that egg and you're walking down the road with it, and you get a mile down the road and then you drop it? Guess what? You walked a mile down the road with it, and I bet you learned some stuff along the way. An egg in this analogy is an opportunity, is people, is conversations, is relationships. Some people don't even want to pick up the egg because they know that it's going to fail and they know it's going to drop it. Don't be the parent in the situation when it comes to the analogy of the egg.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship, because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. This is your host, Lane Taylor, and welcome to today's solo episode. Again, if you are a listener of the Built for More podcast, you know that I do interviews, you know that I do solo episodes, and the goal of the solo episodes are really just to impart to you, the listener, things that I'm going through in life, things that I like talking about, whether it's my family, whether it's business, entrepreneurship. And today's episode is going to be something that I saw it on social media, and as soon as I saw it, I thought, goodness, that is kind of, I'm going to say kind of, that's like business. And you may have seen it in the title, and we're going to talk about it a little bit today because I love the analogy. And also, if you don't have a business, I think it's cool when you have kids or a family to think about what it is that I want to share with you today. So with that, before we get into today's episode, remember, SOAR Podcasting, simple podcasting tips and tricks. The course that I have, it is absolutely phenomenal. 8 modules, 26 lessons, 26-page ebook to refer back to when you start your podcast, you launch your podcast. It's so simple, guys. It's a guide that I wish I had when I very first launched my podcast business, my podcast agency, all of the above. So make sure you head over to my Instagram. You can click the link in my bio or shoot me a message. And then also, if you were a listener of the Built for More podcast, shoot me a message and say, hey, I'm interested. Shoot me a coupon code and I will give you $100 off. That's right, $100 off. So with that, let's get into today's content. So I saw a video the other day, and it was from someone on Instagram, and they were on a podcast, and you know how you see the video clips, and they were talking about an egg. And they were talking about parents with children, most likely toddlers, like I have a 2-year-old right now, and them handling an egg. And, you know, they were saying, you know, as parents, and I actually caught myself doing this sometimes, you know, you don't want the kid to hold the egg, because we all know as parents what's going to happen, correct? Like, okay, the eggs are on the counter. You have your 2-year-old start scooting by. His hand goes up on the counter, and all of a sudden, you're like, no. Hold on a second. Don't do that. It's gonna break. And then what he was saying and what really got my mind going was, oh, my goodness. Like, first off, I do that. I'm like, no, don't do that. Like, we know as parents that that egg is so fragile that the moment that it falls out of their hand, it's going to break. We know the effect. The kids do not have that cognitive idea of a cause and effect. They don't know that. All they want to do is play with the egg. And the premise of it was, it's 40 cents. An egg is, it could be 40 cents. He kept saying it. Now, if you nowadays, if you buy organic and free range and, you know, all that stuff, it could be a dollar an egg. But it's 40 cents. And it's like, hold on a second. Like, You have to explore. A kid has to explore cause and effect and understand what happens when something happens. In other words, let the kid have the egg, and if it falls to the floor, he sees that it's a mess and you have to clean it up. But then again, let's say that you are cooking with the egg and you let the kid break the egg, and the egg then turns into scrambled eggs or over easy eggs, however you like your egg. It's a cause and effect. We are so wired to stop something from happening in a child's mind because we know the outcome. Oh, this is about to be good, okay? We know the outcome that of that egg. Now let's translate it into business. No one other than Big God, Big G, knows the outcome. But if you do not pick up that egg and you don't play with it, if you don't use it, if you don't experiment with it, you'll never know. And so many people never pick up the egg because they're too scared of dropping it. Think about that for a second. Some people are so scared that they won't pick up the egg because they know that they will drop it. They know the effect of it if they drop it, just like a child. We as parents, we hold them back. Oh, don't do that egg. Don't do that egg. But it's 40 cents. Give them the egg. Let them drop the egg. Let them know that they have to clean it up, much like you in business. What does it matter if you try something and it fails? What if you try something and you drop it into the pan and it turns into something delicious? What if you pick up that egg and you're walking down the road with it and you get a mile down the road and then you drop it? Guess what? You walked a mile down the road with it, and I bet you learned some stuff along the way. An egg in this analogy is an opportunity, is people, is conversations, is relationships. Some people don't even want to pick up the egg because they know that it's going to fail and they know it's going to drop it. Don't be the parent in the situation when it comes to the analogy of the egg. I love it. I when I heard the analogy first, right now, if you're a parent, you know exactly what I mean. You don't want the kid to have the egg. If you're a parent right now listening to this, give the kid an egg. I did it this week, and it's phenomenal. I want my son to understand that that egg, if it falls, then it will make a mess, and we got to clean it up. I also will let him put it into the pan to let him see it change into something different, much like an idea or a business or something that you're going through. The egg is the analogy for that. Hold the egg. Figure it out. Make sure you understand the cause and the effect of something that's positive, in this case, like an egg. Now, I know that this is it's gonna be a little interesting to think about, crazy to think about, but I'm telling you right now, there are opportunities out there that we may not be going after, we may not be doing, because we think that they'll fail. We think that the egg is already broken before we handle it. But I'm telling you, there is opportunity that awaits you. There are opportunities that are coming your way. All you have to do is take a chance and pick up the egg. And if it falls down, are you ready for this? If it falls down, praise God, grab a napkin, wipe it, and go get another one. Crazy analogy, but I love it, and I think it's so very powerful. So now that we're talking about eggs, I may go make me some eggs. And I really hope that this was this analogy was powerful. I hope it rang true to you. And if you have a child, grab the egg, give them the egg, let them play with the egg. And if you make a mess, take a picture of it and blame me. Send me a picture on Instagram, tag me in it, and say, Lane, you're the reason why my child just dropped an egg. But you know what? They saw that it's a cause and effect. So next time when they hold that egg, they may handle it more with care, just like an opportunity. They may handle an opportunity more with care because they understood what happened last time when they had the egg. Whew. Man, I love it. I love you guys. Thank you so much. If you think this episode would be powerful for someone else, make sure you share it. And like I always say, please, 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 before you get out of here, you could do me one favor, and that is the biggest favor in the entire world. If you're on Apple, scroll all the way to the bottom, give me a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. Love you guys. See you next time on the Built for More podcast.